1039 WEOL. Les Sakelly filling in for Bruce Van Dyke here on the morning show, AM 930 and FM 100.3. So there is no excuse not to tune into WEOL anymore because we are on both bands. Happy to be there, 100.3. So in the old days, retail workers used to worry about shoplifters. Now, it's more along the lines of active shooters. We have 22 dead in the El Paso shooting at the Walmart there. On the line, we have a lady from the Wall Street Journal. She's an author for the Wall Street Journal, a columnist. Her name is Sarah Nassauer. And Sarah, good morning. Welcome very much to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So describe your expertise. What is your beat at the Wall Street Journal?
I'm a retail reporter at the Wall Street Journal and have been for several years now.
So when you first signed on to that job, my guess is that you originally were going to write about retail trends, etc. Did you ever think that, man, you'd have to write about something like this, tragedy like this?
Well, I hoped that I wouldn't, but I think for most of us in America, we all think shootings are very common, and so it's not something that is unheard of for a lot of people in a lot of public spaces, unfortunately.
Definitely. Now, this is not the first time a retail store obviously has been targeted. Just sort of in your line of work, how many of you run across roughly?
There's a lot of crime that happens in retail stores, and at Walmart has a lot of crime. Shootings are not unheard of. You know, I have an alert that I get for news on Walmart. And often those alerts are everything from petty crime to just sort of weird things, you know, like the alligator found in a parking lot, more serious crimes. And this, though, is by far the most deadly shooting that has ever happened in a Walmart. It's one of the top 10 most deadly shootings in America.
So summarize the article that you wrote. I mean, the headline really caught me, that people at Walmart used to worry about shoplifters. Now they worry about active shooters. So if you could summarize a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Walmart, anyone who's been in a Walmart knows it's often sort of a community center for a lot of places in America. It's often one of the only places in town that's open 24 hours, so a lot of life happens in Walmart stores. And outwardly, if you go into a Walmart store, you see someone at the door checking receipts. A lot of the visual, you know, what we see visually is about preventing shoplifting and maybe breaking up fights, things like that. But increasingly, Walmart and some other retailers have started to add active shooting training to what their workers need to do. So Walmart introduced that first in 2015, and then they made this training that Walmart workers have to do, something they have to do every quarter in 2017. So it's something that they have thought is possible and have been preparing for in that way.
What sort of feedback and comments do you get from the retailers, employees, CEOs, all the way down the line, reacting to something like this, that this is now has to be part of their training?
You know, I think I talked to a lot of Walmart workers over the weekend about this and they around the country, and they're afraid. For many of us, think about if the sign in the news behind the sheriff as he's giving the press conference is the place that you work, and it's familiar to you and it looks the same as the store that you work in across the country, it just feels scary. They're a little on edge. Walmart turned off Walmart radio, the music that plays in a Walmart on Saturday, because they were afraid that there would be something insensitive that popped up on air. And a lot of workers said that was just sort of eerie. It was an eerie feeling to have it be silent at work and reminded them a little bit that this is serious and is something that is happening in their specific community.
Sarah Nassauer is with us this morning. She's with the Wall Street Journal. Did I hear you say correctly that they no longer play music in Walmart because of this?
No, they turned it back on, but they had turned it off briefly, you know, for about 24 hours while they reviewed the playlist to make sure that there was nothing insensitive that was part of those songs.
So what sort of training do the employees get? Like, what are they supposed to do if, heaven forbid, something like this happens?
A lot of it is around avoiding, avoiding a shooter, not confronting a shooter. So it's a computer test, you know, like lots of us are probably taking in our place of work. You go and you have to do a test on a computer for various things. It's like that. It's putting you in the scenario. They also do a virtual reality version now in some stores. Walmart is using virtual reality for more trading. that's something I've actually taken, and you are the worker, and the shooter comes in, and it's prompting you throughout the scenario to say, you know, don't, you communicate, you let other people in the store know what's happening over your handheld radio if you have one, and then you avoid. You are aware of where the exits are, and you help people get out of the exit. It's all about don't put yourself or customers in danger, you know, run away and know how to do that effectively.
Is that part of their interview process where if this were to happen, is this the kind of person who would try to help other people versus somebody who wouldn't?
Not that I know of, no. And to be clear, the training is not around help other people. It's around get everyone and yourself out of danger. And it's something that's part of the training that you get when you first are hired, and then you take once a quarter forever.
Now, you said something interesting. You had said a moment ago that the number one thing is to avoid the shooter. Now, one would think mm-hmm. that one would want to avoid a shooter. However, does something sort of engage typically if someone finds themselves in that situation where they may not in some way, shape, or form avoid the shooter?
Yeah, that is part of the training, that if you cannot, if you're in a situation where you have no other choice, you know, you need to defend yourself, obviously. So that's the last step that they lay out in their training. And, you know, what this has done, though, is that it has also put the spotlight on Walmart's gun sales policies. Walmart doesn't sell any assault-style rifles. They sell hunting rifles at this point. You have to be 21 to buy a gun or ammunition as of last year in any Walmart in America. But they are getting more criticism over the last few days for gun policies and sort of a push to be more active in the gun debate in America. And last night you did see the Walmart CEO post on Facebook and Instagram that it's something that they're thinking about, they're going to be thoughtful about. He didn't really make any statement about what they're going to do, but he acknowledged that on a high level the executives are reflecting on the topic.
Now, obviously, we don't want to just signal out Walmart because this could happen at any retail store. Is there a trend toward Walmart? What are your insights on that?
I don't think that there is a trend toward Walmart. I think when we talk to experts over the weekend about, well, how does a place like a retail store protect against this, right? We go in and out. I don't think anyone wants to have going shopping feel like going on a plane through the airport security. And the experts that we talked to said, barring that, there's not much a retail store or a mall or an open space like that can do to scan people at the door. What they can do is train people what to do in the event that something like this happens and be prepared on a, you know, security level to react quickly with law enforcement.
And that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, is that the future? Are they talking about seriously putting in more and more metal detectors, things along those lines?
There's no sign of that now, but we'll have to wait and see.
You got it. Sarah Nassauer, where can we go to read more of your articles?
WSJ.com.
You got it.
Become a subscriber.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sarah. You take
care.
Thank
you for having me.